The mission of Stoughton Hospital is to provide safe, quality healthcare with exceptional personalized service. We want to be your trusted resource for health information. It's time for Stoughton Hospital Health Talk. Here's Melanie Cole.
There are many new treatment options for women diagnosed with breast cancer. If you've been recently diagnosed, how do you decide which of those treatment options is truly best for you? My guest today is Dr. David Melnick. He's a UW Health General Surgeon and sees patients at the Stoughton Hospital Specialty Clinic. Welcome to the show, Dr. Melnick. Tell the listeners how they can choose the best option for them if they have been diagnosed with breast cancer.
Hi, Melanie. I think the main options women think about are they going to have a mastectomy, meaning removing the entire breast, or a lumpectomy, which is a much simpler procedure where we just remove the area with the cancer and it leaves the breast cosmetically pretty normal after the operation. And I guess the other main point of breast cancer, or really any cancer, is the treatment of the local disease. In breast cancer, that would be the disease of the breast itself, is completely independent from the treatment of the cancer throughout the rest of the body. So you could look at each of those completely separately.
So when a woman gets diagnosed, Dr. Melnick, does she get told at what stage and whether or not it is outside that particular point of the body? Will that help her make that decision?
Most of the time when women get diagnosed with breast cancer today, it's done either the woman will feel a small lump, or actually most of the time it's done on screening mammograms, which is the reason why we do this, recommend screening mammograms in many women. Screening mammograms do detect cancer at an earlier lesion, or even before it becomes a cancer, it can detect abnormalities. Most of the time when women are diagnosed with a cancer from a screening mammogram, we don't know the real true stage of the cancer. The stage of the cancer is determined by the size of the cancer and whether it spread to the local lymph nodes, which are in the armpit or the axilla, and also whether it spread to the rest of the body. Normally, when someone is initially diagnosed with a cancer from a mammogram, we have a pretty good idea of the size of it, and we have an idea of the chances that it has spread to other places, but we don't really know for sure. So in general, the initial treatment and the job of the surgeon is to treat that local breast cancer and to figure out whether it has spread elsewhere. The main technique we use for removing breast cancer in most cases is called a lumpectomy. And lumpectomy is just removing a lump of tissue. You can think of it like a golf ball size area of tissue that surrounds the area of the cancer in the breast. And the idea is we want to take out the cancer as well as the normal tissue around it to make sure we remove all the cancer. This has been shown over many studies over the past 30 or 40 years since the 1980s, so 20 or 30 years, to be equivalent to removing the entire breast in terms of both recurrence and survival of breast cancer. So in most cases, women will opt for that lumpectomy treatment to remove the local disease of the breast. Most of the time when women have a lumpectomy, they also are recommended to undergo radiation therapy to the breast. Radiation therapy, like the operation itself, is a local therapy just to the breast. It doesn't affect any other organs, and it reduces the risk of recurrence of the cancer in that breast. The reason a woman would choose to have a mastectomy, or removing the entire breast, would be if the cancer is too large to really take out with a lumpectomy, such that removing the lump would cause such a cosmetic deformity that it wouldn't really be worth doing it. That's the main reason to have a mastectomy. The other reason to have a mastectomy would be if someone is at a very high risk for developing a cancer in the future. So women who have a strong family history of breast cancer would likely be recommended to undergo what's called genetic testing. And what you can get is actually a blood test to determine if you have a gene that would make you more susceptible to breast cancer. One famous person who had this done was Angelina Jolie, and she did have the gene. Her mother died of breast cancer, and Angelina Jolie was tested and found to have the gene. and she elected to undergo bilateral mastectomies, meaning removing both of her breasts. And women are, if you do test positive for that gene, that would be a good indication to have both breasts removed, because there's a very high incidence of developing breast cancer in the future. Most women, however, who get breast cancer, probably 95% of women who get breast cancer, do not have the gene. And most of the time, as I said, we treat it with a simple lumpectomy, just removing the lump of tissue in the breast. The second thing the surgeon does, besides treating the local disease, is we test to see whether it has spread. And the way we do that is, at the same time that we remove the lump in the breast, we also remove a couple of lymph nodes from the same armpit, from the axilla on that side. Typically, if breast cancer spreads, it spreads to the same axilla. And what we do is, we have technique now where we just take, we make an incision in the axilla, we take out a few lymph nodes, and those get tested for cancer. About a week later, we'll have all the pathology results, and those results will tell us the size of the cancer, as well as whether it spread to the lymph nodes. And that gives us a lot of information about how the cancer may, what the risks are of that cancer spreading to other parts of the body. That information is then used by a medical oncologist, who is the one who is in charge of recommending different further therapies to prevent that cancer from coming back, including chemotherapy and hormonal therapy. So the medical
oncologist... Dr. Melnick, so when would chemotherapy be? You know, women, the big scare is, as you described, mastectomy, radical mastectomy, bilateral mastectomy, and of course, losing their hair and chemotherapy. Those seem to be the two big things that women are most scared of with breast cancer. When does chemotherapy come into the picture? After a lumpectomy, and you've taken some lymph nodes, and you've found out whether or not it's spread, when would they know that chemotherapy is going to be in the picture?
Chemotherapy, breast cancer has become much more complicated over the past 10 years or so, and the treatment is based on very individual parameters from each specific patient. So we look at, for any patient who comes in with a biopsy showing breast cancer, just from that biopsy, we have a lot of information which will determine the order of operation. Most of the time, with 80% of breast cancers or so, even more, the breast cancer is treated surgically first, meaning we do the lumpectomy, we sample the lymph nodes, and from that we get the information which guides the medical oncologist on whether to do chemotherapy. So if a woman presents with a very small, very good prognosis breast cancer, then chances are they will not have to go to, they will not get recommended chemotherapy. But if their cancer is larger, or the cancer has gotten to the lymph nodes, that would be a woman who the medical oncologist might say, we would recommend chemotherapy because it would has a it may prolong your survival and may be less likely to a death from breast cancer, which is what our goal is. And yes, the chemotherapy is what causes the hair loss. It causes the nausea and vomiting. Some women find it much more difficult than others. Nowadays with breast cancer, sometimes with specific cancers, we may recommend chemotherapy before the operation, and that's really dependent on the individual type of cancer, and it really gets to how the treatment of breast cancer has changed, targeting the specific cancer of each specific patient.
Dr. Melnick, in just the last minute, please give your best advice for women diagnosed with breast cancer, how they should choose what treatment option is best for them, and why they should come to Stoughton Hospital for their breast cancer care.
Well, Melanie, I think it's important for the patient to have an understanding of what's going on with their surgeon. Typically, they see the surgeon first. I think important for surgeons to work in a multidisciplinary group. So breast cancer is treated not by one person, but there's a surgeon, a medical oncologist, a radiation oncologist, a pathologist, and a radiologist. And all these five physicians work together to tailor the treatment of any individual cancer. I think it's important that the doctors treating your cancer are working in this multidisciplinary group and can give you information that you understand to make your decision.
Thank you so much, Dr. David Melnick. You're listening to Stoughton Hospital Health Talk. For more information, you can go to stoughtonhospital.com. That's stoughtonhospital.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.